Class wars is a dirty term in our media, which always implies that America is above such crudeness. But the very rich are not above that at all. They are sick with greed, of course, but so far the rest of us are what might be worse. We haven't organized yet to fight back. So gear up for some class wars every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network. That's www.prn.fm.
This is Mike Fader, host of The Turning Point and Occupied Territory, and you're listening to PRN.FM, your very best source for progressive programming.
Hello, this is Cordelia Gafar. I'm the founder of Workout Around My Day and the Stressless Mom of Six. I have started the new Replenish Me radio show to help moms to have strategies to get through their day and to renew themselves throughout the day with little small self-care tips. And I'll be having interviews with self-love coaches, wellness coaches, just to help you. So join me Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and replenish you.
You're listening to PRN.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view, no one to tell us no, or where or save your own daydreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our show, Let's Create a Better World. And that song says it all. We can show you the world, and that's what this show is all about. Let's Create a World, Better World is about every phase of health, new and great revelations about research, science, all the new things of what's going on. Health is growing bigger and bigger every day. And also body, mind, spirit, the connection. All right. So also want to tell everybody happy, happy new year. And I want to wish everybody out there happiness, prosperity, peace, and most of all, a lot of love. Hey, Divine, what's up? Our co-host, Divine Aubrey.
Hey, Bobby. Happy New Year. Happy New You. And happy more love.
That's right, love. That's one of our main themes, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you want to say something about the show next week?
Yes, really quick. We're going to have Jan Dior with us next week. She's a Buteyko breathing method practitioner. And the Buteyko method, which was named after a Russian doctor, Konstantin Buteyko, is a series of breathing exercises and guidelines specifically designed to reduce over-breathing, which is a cause of many of our ailments that we experience here in the Western society. So looking forward to having Jan with us next week. And then I think you're going to cover the following week.
Yeah, well, briefly, the 17th on a Wednesday again at 5 p.m. Eastern time, Brenda D. Smith comes on to talk about acupuncture as well as a lot of other health modalities that are, she is really all around health. And also on that very same show, the 17th, we're going to really start to announce more about the big upcoming women's protest marches and demonstrations all over this country. A year ago, on the day after President Trump got inaugurated, it was huge. Over a million women all over, actually 1.5 million maybe. I know there were 750,000 people in Los Angeles, about this, pretty close to the same in Washington. New York had people, Chicago, San Francisco, and there are even more. So this year, women are going to be talking about all the horrible sex abuse problems that are going on, as well as the president and the issues going on there. So the 24th, we'll have Christina Gikas about hypnotherapy. A lot of good stuff there. The 31st, again, another Wednesday, Luann Panessi will be on. She's works with Gary Noel very closely. She does the retreats. She's a master healer, health advocate. Luann Panessi on the 31st. Now, let me say a couple things, and then we'll get our introduction to our guest. First of all, what's going on in Hollywood? Here's some articles about hundreds of women in the Hollywood industry, are especially starting with Reese Witherspoon and Shonda Rhimes. They've organized over 300 women leaders to start a big, huge thing that's going to carry on to the big demonstrations coming up on January the 20th. Their group is called Time's Up, and they had big ads in the New York Times, a full-page ad there, also a full-page ad in the Spanish-speaking newspaper, the La Opinion. Their initiatives include Legal Defense Fund, also proposed legislation to penalize negligent companies that abuse women. The group is also pursuing and to get gender parity in Hollywood studios and talent agencies, and call for women walking the red carpet at the upcoming Golden Globes to wear black as a sign of unity to help raise awareness. One last thing on this issue, because we want to move on with the show. The collective website, the collective's website, is www.timesup.com. And the group is composed of actresses, agents, writers, directors, producers, entertainment executives. The New York Times reports a number of people: Eva Longoria, Ashley Judd, Natalie Portman, several major attorneys, Universal Pictures chairwoman. They're all in this together. And also the lawyer that served as Michelle Obama's chief of staff. This is a strong, strong number of people. And this is going to carry on for the next couple of weeks, especially the January 20th event. So I wanted to give that out. We'll have more on some of these issues going on the women's issues, especially as we go along. Now, let me see what else I have on my notes here. Here's what I want to say before Divine introduces our guest, Veronica Gabriel. Today is the day of a new start. It's a new year. Every day is a new year. Every day is a new moment to forget the past. But this new year's, there should be more thinking about improving your life through body, mind, spirit, through our show. The first of every month, we have on our guest, who you will be introduced to in a minute. But this is ground zero. Fresh time to start, fresh, and most of all, forget the past. It's a saying that says, let it go. So let's do that and move on. Divine, go ahead and let's get the show on the road.
Yes, absolutely. So absolutely delighted to welcome Veronica back with us. And as most of our repeat listeners know, Veronica is an exceptional transformational coach, speaker, author, consultant, writer, and facilitator. She published the newsletter, The Difference, and has been on BBC Radio with Michael Quincy, and she has hosted many retreats and workshops. And today, Veronica is here to speak with us about new beginnings, and are you ready to reshape your life? And all about moving more into the new millennium. So, Veronica, welcome.
Thank you, Divine. Thank you, Bobby. Yes.
You're welcome.
Are you ready to reshape your life?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So what does that actually mean, Veronica?
Okay. It means that the way we've been living and the way we've done things can no longer serve us. This is a new era in which a new world is being born. So we're having an awakening up from within. We have to, we have moved into the beginning of a new millennium. This is a new era in which a new world is born. And a millennium is a period of serenity, a period of joy, happiness. It's a new beginning. It's the golden age of prosperity. It's a new era of love and peace. So the destruction within ourselves of everything breaking down, crumbling, has to take place. The old has to fall away in order for the new to emerge. We're transcending to a higher state of awareness, a higher vibrational frequency. So again, the old has to collapse, fall away in order for the new to emerge, since you cannot take any part of the old into this new state. It will not serve you. Many of us are disappointed, disillusioned, dissatisfied, disgruntled, I call them the D's, wandering in a world of false beliefs and precepts. Are you ready to forgive yourself, your illusions, and be your truth? Are you ready to let go of what you've made and allow the image is thought in which you were created, to reshape your life? We have to be willing to be still to the teacher within, who only instructs in silence. As you empty your mind, and trust in the creative action of life. And life within us knows. We've all been scarred and wounded. Forget all the ego-based attributes which you ascribe to yourself, positive or negative, desirable or undesirable. All of them are equally unreal. Nothing external to you can hurt or injure you. And you cannot be anywhere except in the mind of your creator. And we were all created to live, not survive. Your soul knows where you belong. You are a soul. Allow your soul to steer you in the direction that you are to go. You cannot lose your way. Do not give up in the face of adversity. Release your mind from chains to be home in your natural environment of love. We have to face our dysfunction and transmute it through the power of love. You want to leave a clean and open space within your mind where love can enter, since it waits on welcome and not on time. Illusions are deceptions. Do not allow yourself to be deceived by change in form. We're in a universe of form, and form is always changing. Form is matter, which is subject to change, but you cannot change what is eternal. You are an eternal being filled with love and light. So we have to, humanity, we have to awaken from the dream of forgetfulness, of seeing ourselves as a physical body and identifying with a superficial, artificial self we call the ego, and reshape your life. Love is not divided. We came from love, we're evolving through love, and we will return to love. And a divided mind cannot know love. So really, knowing the truth of what you are is your ticket to freedom. Nothing real can be increased except by sharing, and nothing unreal exists. And don't be afraid to let go of the things known that you have made. The illusion of sorrow, suffering, despair, a lack, limitation, all of that is unreal. You're growing. You're reestablishing a relationship with yourself, with the vibration of love. You're reshaping your life. Our modern civilization is so physically oriented that even when we hear the word hunger, we immediately think of vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. it seldom occurs to us that just as the body develops problems when it does not get adequate food, the person who is deprived of their true essence, love, or worse, who finds it difficult to love, becomes subject to problems every bit as serious. Make spiritual understanding the main goal of your life. Do you want to follow the divine design or your own design? Your divine destiny is already designed for you. We have a simple choice. You can accept it or reject it. The choice is yours. You cannot live a choiceless life. Your choices are your gifts. And you are the decider of your destiny in time. You are the designer of your destiny. And you want to design an incredibly rich, fulfilling, purposeful life. Fullness that comes from within. Joyful experiences. Richness that's already there within us. And then your life becomes an example and demonstration to others that there is a different approach to life. We have to let go and choose a different approach, one that is purposeful, meaningful, and offers peace. When you identify with the physical body as real, you see life as being outside, and everything becomes physical body consciousness. Yes, you need the physical body. The physical body is part of your experience, but your true essence is a body of light. So you're reshaping your life to remember what you are. What am I? I am love, light, and wisdom eternally. And light does not know form. The truth is, joy is your birthright, and it lasts forever and forever. Your true nature is light, and light is joy, understanding, wisdom, goodness, pristine purity, strength, and your strength comes from within. Within. We have to understand that no world outside of you holds your divine inheritance, and our only real need to fulfill in time is to awaken. We have to wake up. Humanity has been asleep for much too long. It's a different, we have to choose a different approach to life. Joy and excitement are two different things. Joy is your birthright. It's nothing you have to work hard for or to attain. You already have it. Enjoy. Just don't get excited. And as your spiritual practice increases, excitement will have no appeal. We confuse excitement with joy. Joy lies in giving yourself time to think and introspect. Most of us are suffering from what I call hurry sickness. Always in a hurry. And a mad dash to get somewhere or get something. There's nothing to get. We already have. We already are. This is a very critical time for spiritual growth. You are awakening from the dream of forgetfulness and remembering your true identity. So it's a new beginning. We have to reshape our lives. Your life is a gift to the world. To the world. So let your light shine. Let nothing obscure its radiance. You will find the oasis to quench your thirst, because everything is already within us. Trust. Trust in what you cannot see with physical eyes, but you have a sense that there is something else. And that something else is the knower of all things that is already there within us. Beneath all the different costumes
is the one and only reality called God, Creator, whatever name we want to use. And as this energy shifts within us, you will experience anxiety, exhaustion, frustration, all the mental states you thought you have released. Only now you're allowing. You're not trying to make anything happen. You're letting go of control. You're reestablishing a relationship with your true self, a new beginning based on love, not on fear, not on man-made rules and ideas that can no longer serve us. We've done it all backwards. Don't be afraid to let go. There is an intelligence operating for good in your life and wants to succeed through you. Let the light in. Let it be what it is. Light. Light.
That's great. Veronica, I want to let our listeners know that we are speaking to Veronica Gabrielle. She's on every first Wednesday of the month here at 5 o'clock Eastern Time on our show, Let's Create a Better World. I'm Bobby Elias, and our co-host, Divine Aubrey, we love this subject. And Veronica, you talk about reshaping. You talk about a new era, a new world. But I like what you mentioned, a few words on slowing down. One of the problems that we have, and I talk to some of our listeners of this show about stress and depression and slowing down. If people just slowed down a little more, that includes me. I've talked to you about it. I go 100 miles an hour, but I am slowing down thanks to people like you and all the shows I do and listen to other people. And as I'm aging, I'm beginning to see that I've done too much too fast and I need to slow down. Could you get a little more into the slow down thing for our listeners, please?
Well, one of the basic tools for us to use in slowing down the mind is the practice of meditation, going right inward and also using your mantra for slowing down the mind. See, most of us are not even using the mind. The mind is using us. When you're using the mind, it's universal mind. That's your higher self. Those thoughts are loving thoughts. They're not fast. They're not chaotic. They're slow. They're sound. They're kind. But again, the way we've been conditioned, it's this personality self, this selfish self. And this selfish self just keeps us wanting. And the mind is racing so fast. For some of us, it's out of control. We have to slow it down, and we have the tools. Prayer, meditation, using your mantra, a spiritual practice. We're evolving into another state of our development called higher consciousness. We must have a spiritual practice. We're evolving. To evolve is to develop, to grow, to undergo change. And change is the nature of this universe. We have just been conditioned to believe and accept that everything is outside of us. No, everything is already inside of us. And when we have the inside right, the outside will be right. Because there's nothing going on outside of us. What we see on the outside is the effect, which is the experience that comes from a cause, which is thought. And we have two thought systems within us. And every second we're choosing either a loving thought or a fearful thought. A loving thought will manifest itself in a loving experience. A fearful thought will manifest itself in a fearful experience. And two thought systems cannot occupy the mind at the same time. So we are at a very, very critical point in our evolution right now in bringing in the light. Be true to you. Honor you. Appreciate you. Delight in you. Just be. Just be yourself. Be love. That's it. Just be.
Divine, you had a couple things to add to this. I remember you talked about it.
Yes, I agree with Veronica on several points that, especially in reference to this journey, is about the inner self, the inner enlightenment. And most people...
You're coming in a little bit low. Maybe
are,
you turn your volume up because you're very low voice.
Basically approaching it from the outer. So, Veronica, can you speak a little bit more on that?
There was a sort of a breakup there. Bobby was talking the same time as you were talking.
I was trying to tell Divine to speak a little louder because her voice is coming in a little bit low. If you could,
yeah.
Divine.
Yes,
please.
I was saying I love the point that you brought out about this journey is about our inner journey. It starts within, opposed to most people in this Western society approach their life from the outer of trying to get from the outer.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see if you could speak a little bit more.
That comes from the way, and we've all done it, most of humanity, most of us. It comes from the way we've been conditioned. See, and now through your spiritual practice, you're breaking those chains of conditioning through your practice of going inward and meditation. Thank goodness for myself, my mother was the spiritual teacher. So when things started changing for me in my life, I letting go was hard, but it's something we all know we have to do. We have to trust in something we cannot see with physical eyes. There is an intelligence operating for good in your life and wants to succeed through you. You no longer want to embark on useless journeys because they are in vain. We have to really think of the many opportunities that have been given to us to gladden ourselves and to remember what we are. What am I? I am love. I came from love, I'm evolving through love, and I will return to love. And I'm resting in love, where my whole perspective on the world will shift. You're escaping from what you have made and remembering what you already have and are. And when you have a practice and you're going within, do not obstruct this living energy with our fears and doubts, but simply allow it to flow and express freely through you. You're the vessel, through you, not from you. From is the head, through is the heart. Through you, bring into you all good things that are needed for your progress, because you are being lifted up to a state of divine awareness. You're releasing, you're relaxing your mind, and you're trusting in the creative action of life, because you are here to complete your earthly mission. You have a divine contract to fulfill. So we can no longer trust in man-made rules and ideas. We have to trust in the creative action of life. And there's one life, one teacher, one teaching, one truth, many different forms. And the knowledge is there within each and every one of us. No one is excluded. So it's a new era. It's a new world. It's a different way. We're coming out of the valley of the shadow of death and entering into a land of love.
So it sounds like faith plays a big part.
Yes.
In this process.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Yeah.
And if I may break in with a question of Veronica, and for our listeners, this is Veronica Gabrielle on Let's Create a Better World speaking. Three of my favorite words are let it go. And as you know, there's one person that I turn you on, who I'm also counseling, who I try to get this in his head because he's had 20 years of negative living. And I know he's listening now, so I want him to listen to this carefully. Mm-hmm. And I want you to give an answer to this, if you could, please. Mm-hmm. We tell him the 20 years he's been negative, complaining, and talking about all the bad things and his own illness, this and that. If he were to be more positive and then learn how to let the past go, his childhood years ago, he's got to get rid of that and all the bad things that have happened to him and all the thinking and the problems and the, you know, you've got to let it go. Today is a new year, and it's a new time to let everything go, start fresh, ground zero. We've talked about this. So I'd like your thoughts, Veronica, a little more on what people, how people can go about letting it go. I'm talking about all the bad.
It's easy for us to say let go, but it's so difficult for us to let go. What we have to let go of are fearful thoughts, a delusional a thought system based on man-made rules and ideas, because rules control, principle expands, see? And you are awakening and using spiritual principles. You're putting them into application. So it's like you're coming out of the valley of the shadow of death, where you've been dead, asleep, and dreaming that everything is outside of us. And now you're entering or quenching your thirst in the light. You're bringing in the light. You're remembering what you are. And it is a process we have to go through. This is why I call it the four P's: patience, practice, preparation, and process. Because too much light coming in too fast would be more than our nervous system can handle. The key is you practice every day. This is what I say to others. You cannot afford to miss a day of practice, because it's so easy for us to go back to what has been familiar to us. But new growth is pushing you, nudging you, needling you to advance into a greater awareness of what you are, to wake up from the sleep of forgetfulness and claim your divine inheritance and leave your mark upon the earth, where your life becomes an example and demonstration to others.
Veronica, I'd like to ask, how do you feel about, you know, a lot of people are in denial, you know, so it's hard for people, it's difficult for people to move into the new until they actually acknowledge what part, first of all, what is not going right in their life? What about 2017 that they were unhappy with? And then what part did they play in that? You know, I think it's very important for me to look at what part did I play? Because I can't move forward. I know in the past I've often had the, you know, process of saying I'm just going to move forward and forget about the past. But lately I've noticed in recent years it's important for me to recognize what, how did I create this? You know,
well,
so not just putting a Band-Aid on it, but looking at the part I played in it.
Well, fear, love creates, fear makes. Or we can say love creates, the ego makes. Because we're in a universe of duality, and that duality is built into the mind. The fact is, we are either, most people, are mourning the past, you know, holding on to some experience that happened years ago. My mother did this, my father did this, or this one did this, or this one did that, whatever form it may take. The fact is, when we keep feeding those fearful thoughts, we are giving power to something that really has no power. When you have a spiritual practice, you're breaking up that crystallization within the mind. You're moving out of the valley of the shadow of death and entering into the land of love. You come to the awareness that I am forever and forever safe, secure, complete, perfect, whole in the awareness of what I am. What am I? I am love, eternal. And you cannot dispute that. If you do, everything you do is fearful. You came from love. You came into this manifestation. This is a very dense consciousness we're in. It's a third dimension. That duality is built into the mind. You are coming out of it through your practice of prayer and meditation, through your willingness to let go and trust in something you cannot see with physical sight, but you know, you have a sense there is something else. And you start your practice, and you're practicing every day. And the more you're practicing, you're remembering. What has always been there stored in your memory to remember. Everything is there within us. We just have to get ourselves out of the way and let your true self emerge. And this can only take place through a spiritual practice, prayer and meditation, going within. There's no other way. Love is the way. Whenever we worry about something in the past or the future, you know what we're doing? We're setting up our own little haunted house and inviting ghosts. You have to reestablish a relationship with yourself that you lost the awareness of while seeing yourself as a physical body subject to the passage of time. You need the physical body because we're in a universal form. But you're aligning with the formless self that is already there within you. You need the form because you have a specific function to fulfill. So you have to have a universal relationship with yourself, which can only be discovered by looking inward. You want to have a life that is anchored in eternity. A peaceful, quiet listening to commune, to receive what is already there that belongs to you. And it is a process we have to go through because too much light too fast would be more than we could handle. Consciousness does not seek to throw us into panic. So all that is needful is to train your mind to overlook all the little senseless aims and to remember that your goal is to know the simple truth of what you are. Let the memory of what is real within you come into your awareness because it's there. If it's in one of us, it's in all of us. We all came from the same offspring. The self in one is the self in all. Allow the power of love to use you. Love is a law without an opposite. So you have to open your mind and rest in the awareness of your true identity. Be true to you. You know, there's a beautiful prayer or passage by Mother Teresa where she said, "There is hunger for ordinary bread. And there is hunger for love, for kindness, for thoughtfulness. And this is the great poverty that makes people suffer so much. We are hungry for love." And more evidence indicates that lack of love not only leads to loneliness, despair, and resentment, but also contributes to the deterioration of physical health, resentment, hostility, alienation, and selfishness. These are all deficiency diseases. You can have all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals known and unknown. But if you cannot love, you're not likely to remain in good health. And no amount of good nutrition is going to help you if the mind is sick. And we're all sick. Otherwise, we won't be here. So we have to heal that sickness by merging with another self that is already there within us, your true self, love. Knowing the truth of what you are and allowing that self, reestablish a relationship with that self and to allow it to steer you. It becomes the driver of your physical vehicle, steering you in the direction that you are to go because you're now using the mind instead of the mind using you. And it is a process we have to go through. Too much light coming in too fast would be more than our nervous system can handle because we're already out of balance. You're creating balance through your spiritual practice, and balance is being and living around natural continuous energy. And you're allowing that energy to be the driver steering you. There's no other way. Prayer, meditation. We have the tools.
Yes.
We just have to use them.
Very well said, Veronica. For our listeners, this is Veronica Gabriel on with us every first Wednesday of the month with a number of great issues on. And right now, this month and possibly next month, we're going to talk about new year and new ways that you can live and do better. Two things, Veronica, that I wanted to talk about, and I love what you said about love. And one of the things that when I counsel people, I tell them, they, you're right, there's a lack of love in people, in the country, in everything. And I tell people, go out to nature. Go out to make new friends. Find the friends that you have or the family that you have and continue more love between each other. We've been saying this during December, during the holiday season. And to do new things, music, go out for a walk, be with animals, mm-hmm. be with good people and good things. And at the same time, the second thought I wanted to bring out for you to possibly discuss is negative situations. People are very negative. They're toxic. They have so many issues. They need more love in this. And your thoughts on any of this that I just mentioned. And if you want to do meditation, we've got to start that up in a few minutes. So your answers or your thoughts.
Yeah. You know, Grievian says we all experience a little annoyances throughout the day. Grievances hide your light. And when we hold on to grievances, oh, my mother did this, my father did this, this one did that, you're feeding yourself a poison. You're poisoning your internal environment. Light is your natural environment. It's the environment by which and for which you were created. So when you have a practice, you are seeking shelter in your temple of light because you're willing to let go of what you've made. You're willing to end the duality and transform your life so you can live, not survive. We were not created to survive. We were created to live an incredibly rich, fulfilling, and purposeful life. Joy, the joy that is your birthright, that lasts forever and forever. The well never runs dry. It's always full. We can only be filled up from within. Within. Everything is already within us. Why do we delay our homecoming? Why do we delay our divine inheritance? Because we like to think our ideas are better than Creator's ideas? No, they're not. Just be willing to let go and let the light in and reestablish a relationship with yourself that you lost the awareness of. Sounds simple, but letting go is very hard for us. Let go, let the light in. Let go. Right, how do you drop a hot piece of coal? You just drop it.
If you want to do meditation, we better do something now for 7 or 8 minutes, and then you can give your contact information because the clock is moving pretty fast on us.
Okay.
But if you want to continue talking about it, all these issues, that's up to you. Meditation or just more discussion?
Meditation is good. Taking them inward. Because most of what we hear is dismissed. But when I do the meditations and I have them repeating the affirmations, it's strengthening them. They're opening up. See, and these are simple affirmations. I am the light. I am the living light. It means you're shifting within yourself. So wherever you are, if you can, close your eyes, and I trust that you're in a quiet space. And say to yourself silently and thoughtfully, I will enter into my paradise of light. I will enter into my paradise of light. I will enter into my paradise of light. I will remember often that my goal is light. I will remember often that my goal is light. I will remember often that my goal is light. Breathe the holy breath of life and feel your light body. No one gains from strife. Release, relax, and remember what is stored in your memory. Tell yourself, into the present, I will enter now. Into the present, I will enter now. Into the present, I will enter now. I choose light. I choose light. I choose light. I see only light. I see only light. I see only light. This is an energetic reminder for you to play a role assigned to you, something you've known for a long time within yourself. As in any birth process, there is brief pain followed by great joy. We are experiencing the birthing of the new earth. You are here to participate in the divine dance of life. Open to your divinity and assume your rightful place as a co-creator in the vast ocean of life now. Practice letting go in willingness and honesty. You will begin to feel yourself being uplifted and a lightening of weight across your chest, a deep and certain feeling of relief. You're increasing your capacities for love. You're not here to compete. You are here to complete and return to your true state of awareness. Let go and trust in the creative action of life. You are awakening to the light. You are awakening to your hidden potential. Tell yourself, I belong to the light. 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 The light of the universe fills me. The light of the universe fills me. The light of the universe fills me. I will rest in love. I will rest in love. I will rest in love. Ask for help when and where you can. Be confident that wisdom will be given to you when you need it. Forget your foolish images, your fear of harm, your dreams of danger and selective wrongs. Close your eyes and breathe the holy breath of life, releasing all threads of fantasy and lifting your eyes in gladness and in gratitude. Be at peace forever. The dream is over. Be as a child and trust. You are here to experience the deliciousness of life. And life is now. Do not look at yourself with judgmental eyes. Love yourself unconditionally. Feel your light body. Look up among the stars and find your certain destiny the world would hide from you. Breathe the holy breath of life, for there is nothing else. Tell yourself the light is here and the way is clear. The light is here and the way is clear. The light is here and the way is clear. I am home in the light. I am home in the light. I am home in the light. Breathe in light and breathe out light, for there is nothing else. The divine light descends upon us all, and we are purified, grateful, and blessed. For this we give thanks. Rest in quiet light. And so it is.
That's beautiful, Veronica. Veronica, this is a great show you've done with us. Could you give your contact information? And don't give it too fast so people can write it down. And
okay, my contact information is, my website is veronicagabrielle.com. And my email is veronicagabrielleberry@gmail.com. And I also have another website, which is leberryretreats@yahoo.com. Two websites, good. Either one.
Great. Well, you've been wonderful as usual, Veronica, and I urge people to call you. Your book, Course of Miracles, is outstanding with so much light and beauty in there and wisdom for our listeners. And you've also got a great CD on meditation and other things that you talk about. So we can't thank you enough. And I also thank Divine for introducing me to you. So thank you for being on the show today, and we'll be talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you both. Love you both. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica.
We love you. Divine, wasn't that good?
Oh, awesome. A good way to start off the new year, new beginning.
Yes.
With love, exactly. Love, and more love, starting with ourselves, you know, and then the outside world.
Right. I want to give my number, and you can give yours. And if anybody didn't get the spelling of her name or any more information about Veronica, feel free to call me or Divine. My phone number is 323-770-1925. And Divine, you want to give your number out?
Yes, it's 310-714-9704.
I've got to move fast because the song's going to come on and the show is about over almost. Also, here is a phone number that you can call to hear the show 24 hours a day, and to hear the PRN, I should say, not 24 hours a day, but when it's on. The phone number is 424-203-8046. The archive number for this show, you can hear some of our recent shows 24 hours a day on your phone, or you can go online. The phone number is 701-719-0994. And you've got it all right there. Divine, you've got about a minute. Any last-minute thoughts?
Just to be in total love. And like I said, it's very important for us to begin with loving ourselves and nurturing ourselves. A lot of the disconnects or disruptions in this life have to do with people aren't loving themselves. So, of course, they're, you know, reaching out towards everyone else, you know, in a negative state. It all starts with taking the time for proper sleep, proper nutrition, loving, you know, spending time in meditation so that we can take that inner light and be able to transfer it to our outer world.
Good, great. And my thoughts real quick are to let it go. Let the previous year go, all the negativity in your previous life go, and start fresh this very second. It's a new world, a new era, a new time. Let all the bad go. You don't need it. It's bad. Do the meditation. Slow down. Try to be around good people. So let me do our thank yous. It looks like the song's coming on. Thanks to Veronica Gabrielle. Thank you to the PRN producer, Jason. To our producers, Stuart, Greg, Lydia, and our co-host, Divine. Thank you, Divine. Wonderful. Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you, Bob.